Hello and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine, because if you're going to have a drink,
might as well make it a double. How are you today, Jasmine, after our week off?
I am great now that I am showered and air conditioned.
So true. It's so hot here.
It's so hot here.
It's also, like, let me tell you something. So for the pod, I was in Spain all week. Which
week and a half. No, week.
No, it was a week. It was like 10 days because it was like Saturday to Sunday.
I forgot that I left before you, so it felt like a week and a half.
Yeah, because I was you were away for a week and a half.
Your absence was felt.
It was literally so hot in Spain, but the humidity was so low that it's like I came back here and I was like, how is it worse here? Because like I'm just dripping in sweat. But yeah, so I was in Spain. I did 5 days in Madrid. One of the days in Madrid, we went to Avila and Segovia, which are two different towns in Spain. They were really pretty, very historic. And then I was in Seville for the rest of the days. But I did go to another town. What was it? Granada. Mm-hmm. We went to Granada because we went to the Alhambra, which is like I think that's what it is. It's like this castle, but like a fortress, but it's really cool because it has a lot of ancient history from like the Romans were there at one point, and then like the Muslim Empire was there for a big point, and then it was conquered again by like the Spanish Catholic king. So like the architecture like shows all of that, and like it's literally probably one of the most stunning places I've ever seen. And then in Seville there was like that similar architecture, but in Seville, because it was like a castle that had been preserved, all the colors were preserved, so it was even like more beautiful. Yeah, I kept texting Jasmine being like, you would love it here. But it was very, very lovely. My cousin Ines got married. Shout out Ines and Ramon. It was so lovely. They, you know, when you just like are like, they're so in love. They're just like so happy.
It doesn't always happen.
It does not always happen, but you could tell like they were just like so happy and excited to like just be married. It was lovely. And then that was Saturday night. And then Sunday I was supposed to go home. I flew Seville to Lisbon, but my flight was 3-ish hours delayed. So I missed my connection. I was stuck in Lisbon.
Her Ariana usual.
Anyway. Yeah. No shock there. If you'll learn something about me, it's that my travels, something's going to happen. So I was stuck in Lisbon because that was the last flight out of New York that had any spots left in it. Out of Lisbon to New York, I had to stay at like this random hotel. But yesterday I came back because we were originally going to record yesterday. That is why this episode came out on Wednesday, because I had a travel situation, and knowing me, I was like, I'm not going to be in the mood to record tomorrow, yesterday. Yes. But yeah, other than that, that's where I've been. Well, how are you, Jasmine?
I'm great. I just got back from a sister's trip.
Oh, so fun.
So I got back last Thursday. Mm-hmm. But me and my sisters had a little sister's, so it was my older sister, Riss, and my younger sister, Tara. We have never, ever taken a sister's trip together, at least by ourselves or just as adults, or anytime. So it was very exciting. And, my employers let us stay at their, house in Florida. And it was so nice, and we just had the best time, and we were just like girls together, and it was just really, really, it was honestly like, it was definitely, I'm like getting emotional right now, this is so mean. It was what I needed, and like, it was just like a perfect little, like, yeah, just a perfect amount of time, and like, we just like did one thing a day, and then the rest of the time we were just like by the pool, drinking, just
love that,
listening to music.
Just, like, just vibing.
Yapping. Like, some of the nights we stayed up till, like, 3 a.m, just yapping. And it was just so nice. And Riss was supposed to leave on the Tuesday. But then she realized that, like, she was about to, like, leave, like, literally in, like, the next hour or something like that. She was literally eating pizza to leave before her flight. And she got a notification that she could change her flight to the next day for free. And that's when Tara was leaving.
Yeah.
So we were like, do it. Because it was like really depressing being like, okay, bye. We're going to stay here for another day, but see you later. And she was able to do it. And we were like, we were freaking out. I'm sure.
That's so serendipitous.
No, it was amazing. It honestly made the day, and it made like the night so nice, so we could have like one last night. Yeah.
It was
so nice.
When you like unexpectedly get to like make a trip like that longer, like in a way that you're like doing it on purpose. Like, I want to stay here for another day because it's so beautiful and I can.
Exactly.
Oh, it was so happy.
It was so nice. It like really like made the trip, and we went to the beach twice. I mean, we had a pool, so we kind of just hung, most of the days just hung out at the pool. But we did go to the beach twice. And one like as a day trip, and the water could not have been nicer. Like so calm, clear as day. Riss is not a beach person. She doesn't really go in the water except for like maybe her ankles. Because like I also don't like when I can't see in the water and it's just like, ugh, what am I touching? But she went so far because the water was so clear. We were like, she was FaceTiming her husband being like, look how far I am.
That's so funny.
It was so cute. And we had like, me and Tara were just floating in our tubes.
Love
literally.
That.
We could sit on the ground, by the way, but we were floating in our tubes. Yeah. It was like so shallow for so long, so clear, really fucking hot though. Like we didn't last too long, but we just had the best time. And then the next day we decided to just drive there for sunset. Could not have a more beautiful time. Like, it was literally like, again, still waters, so clear. Like, we could go out so far. Also, we saw dolphins every time we were at the beach. We
love
saw
that.
Them, I think, twice and in the daytime, and at least once when we saw it went to sunset. It was like,
lovely.
We made this up in our heads. Like, yeah. It was like so nice. The only thing is, as soon as we got out of the water, like, once the sun went down, we got bit like crazy. I literally had so many bug bites all over my body. I still have them because I scratched them, so now they're all like scars and stuff. But no regrets there. But it was just overall just like the best. We ate so much good food, and we just like
love that.
It was just the best.
I also ate so much good food in Spain. Like, I wanted to talk about it, and then I was just
okay,
like,
"What was your favorite meal, do you think?"
Well, it's there was this one place called Catalina Navarra that was really delicious. So like, I think that I discovered that I love tapas because you can have like. The whole point is that you have multiple small dishes and you can like, I'm very indecisive. So I was like, so I can have a shrimp roll and croquetas and a potato pancake and ceviche. And that's going to be a normal size amount of food for me to eat.
Yeah. That's
I'm
perfect.
Sold.
Yeah.
And a lot of the places, like you would just start with like little meats and cheeses. Jamón Ibérico, which is like, it's like that really, really fancy ham that is like special to Spain, is so delicious.
Oh my God, I have to try.
No, it's so delicious. I think here it's really expensive because like you have to, it's like hard to like import it because of like the way it's cured or whatever. Mm. But it was so good. It was just like, it was like prosciutto, but like different. I can't explain it. It was so good. And then there was one thing that I had at one, oh, it was like a shrimp wrapped in bacon and cheese in an egg roll wrapper and deep fried.
That sounds good.
I literally was like, I had that at Catalina La Barra. I was like, that was delicious.
I'm like 10 more, please.
Yes. No. Well, the thing is, I had other things that I ordered, and I was like, I could order that, or I could try the garlic shrimp.
I don't know if I've ever been to a tapas restaurant.
We could go. I don't think there's that many in New York, or at least that I've like.
Looked. We'll do some research.
We definitely should, because now I'm like very. Now I'm like, we have to go back.
It's
just gonna be annoying because like something that costs like €15 for like four plates is gonna be like $5 for Oh well. Then what did you do this weekend?
I kind of laid low like the first couple of days I was home because I was just lazy and I just had been out in the sun for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Cause I still didn't have work. So I was just like hanging and did some laundry, blah, blah, blah. And then on Saturday, Katie and Julia and I went to a boozy brunch
at
the Ainsley. The food was good. We got drunk there.
Slay.
We played some air hockey. It was fun. And then we went to,
I can't remember the last time I played air hockey.
I know. And I kind of wasted Katie, I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, I'm not sure.
But then Julia beat me, and then I'm not sure who won of them. We might have just decided to leave before.
That's
fair. And then we went to another bar. No, we didn't go. We went somewhere else first. We went to a couple bars. No. We went to, we went to Milano's.
Okay.
It's really super small dive bar that we
You texted
me. Because somebody played Bad Bunny and I texted Ariana. I was like, did you do that?
And I was like, no. And then they played something else that I would have played. And you were like, are you sure? And I was like, yeah, I'm sure. I barely have enough signal to text you.
But then we met some dudes there that were like, come to this other bar across the street or blah, blah, blah. And they were like, we'll get you drinks or something. I can't remember. Oh, because we were having like a touch tunes war with them. They were all straight up doofuses, by the way.
Doofuses?
Yeah, they were like literally doing some stuff in the bathroom and they were like, do you want some? And we're like, we're good.
Also, like, way.
So is those kind of dudes.
Slay. Okay, got it. Also, like, not very subtle at that bar. You're going to do it in that bar? That's like the least subtle bar.
No, so by that time, we did end up going to the bar that they said they were going to because Katie was like, let's just get some free drinks. And I was like, hell yeah, girl. And we did. We did get free drinks there.
Slay.
And then that's when they were like, you want to go to the, you want to do this? And we're like,
no.
We're grown ups.
Yeah. Like, we're adults.
Yeah, we're adults. And they're like,
it's crazy.
You guys love to club. And we're like, we're not really clubbing people. And they're like, you don't like going out. And I'm like, we're literally out right now.
Yeah.
Just because I don't like to club doesn't mean I don't like to go out, you fucking
also,
weirdo.
It's crazy how casual people are about that. Like,
no. So willy-nilly.
No, I'm like, that's crazy. I just met you. I can be a cop, dude. Like, I'm not
full ball, dude. It was crazy. And because he was like, do you guys like to partake? And I was like,
no.
Partake what? And he was like, said, you know, the white lines. And we were like, no.
No.
No, that's like, that's crazy, no. My guy. That is crazy.
No.
What a weirdo. Anyways, and then after
that. I mean, sounds like a weirdo.
He was a weirdo and all of his friends were weirdos. After that, we went to 161. Actually, from straight there? We might have gone. No, we went to another. We found another bar nearby.
We went to five different bars?
And then we went across the way a little bit. And then we sat at this like little table and people watched a little bit.
Yeah.
And that's when we found out that Julie had never seen Night at the Roxbury, which I don't know if you've ever seen.
I've never seen that.
And Katie were like, what? Because that song, What is Love, came on.
Well, I know that song.
Yeah. But she didn't know the rap. It was crazy. It was a really crazy experience, guys. Me and Katie, our minds are blown.
Yeah. Also, my toxic trait is I will stay at this bar that I started at all night.
We could have. We were just bar hopping. It was like nice out. I don't know. Oh, also, like, we started brunch at 2. So we, like, had a long time to fill before the nighttime. Then we went to 161. This is our favorite karaoke bar. It's really small dive.
We have not been there in so long.
I know, since forever. So we went, different bouncer.
Stop. It wasn't that long?
Yeah, I guess he was taking a break. But, like, I guess there was, like, some drama that happened at the bar. Like, he had to, like,
escort somebody out.
Yeah, like, and, like, somebody, like close the bathroom door on him, and it was like it got physical, like they got in a fight. I know.
I wish I'd seen that. No, because then he would have been like, he would have been all weird about it.
Yeah, we were told the whole story. It was awesome. But yeah, so it was so weird. We were like, hi. It was so weird to see somebody not Marlon there. Like,
yeah.
So and Alex barely works there now.
Oh, that's so crazy.
So crazy. I know. Anyway, so we went to 161. They did not have air conditioning, Ariana.
But why?
Because, well, they had the air conditioning fully broken. It was so hot. It was like in the 90s that day.
No.
That's like borderline illegal. Like,
no, I think that is illegal.
I know. Well, he did say that they were like buying it. They're going to buy a new one. I was like, you have to. Like, I had my black fan. Like, I was.
Oh, Julia was saying that you were fanning it and that you looked really cool.
I look sweaty as hell. I saw these last
sessions.
I look pretty, but. My hair, I did not realize how literal wet, like soaking wet my hair was. LOL. Yeah.
Well, still sounds fun.
It was still super fun. But yeah, you know, the usual suspects there.
Okay, slay. And then also, I did get Jasmine Alifufu in Spain. We did
an unboxing.
Intend to record the unboxing for the podcast, and my stupid ass did not press record. But we do have the video that will be put on our Instagram.
Yeah. I'll post it with Ariana's opening as well.
Okay, slay.
Sweet.
Okay, so first topic is Miss Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom have broken up.
Rip.
So after 9 years, they have broken up their engagement. They got engaged in 2009, and Katy Perry met at the Golden Globes at after party in 2016. I think there's been multiple sources that they've been arguing about a lot of things.
Specifically the space travel.
Yes, that was mentioned. That was mentioned, the space travel. He basically said, like, it's stupid. And which it was. Mm-hmm. So, and also after today it came out that Orlando Bloom did post a cryptic thing that says that he's very, each day is a new beginning, is what he reposted on his Instagram story.
And I've always said that.
And guess what? And I've always said that. Each day, and that's rule number two of the Making a Double podcast. Each day is a new beginning.
Bars.
So clearly he's feeling some type of way about it. I candidly feel like if you've been engaged for 6 years, yeah, you're gonna break up if you haven't gotten married yet.
Yeah, unless you just want to be engaged, because she was married to a wrestler friend, and that was a shit show. So maybe it was they just wanted to be engaged, but
I don't know. But regardless,
I kind of doubt it.
Regardless, it just feels like that's a long time, and also I kind of forgot that they were even together, because we didn't hear about them, and then suddenly there was rumors that things weren't great, and we were all oh no, well, she's on tour, which is such flashbacks to Russell Brand.
Yeah.
So I am sad, but also
she also does need to get her shit together.
Though, yeah.
No offense, but he's in love.
Yeah.
It's just sad. So much potential there. Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Tisk tisk.
Okay, so next topic.
All right, the next topic is Taylor and Travis attended Tide Ends and Friends concert together. Taylor also gave a surprise performance at the concert. She performed her 2014 hit Shake It Off, and the concert was a part of the Tide End University, which Travis Kelce founded on its... an annual 3-day summer training camp alongside fellow NFL star George Kittle and sportscaster Greg Olson, two names I don't know. I've definitely seen George Kittle because of our draft, our NFL draft. That sort of sounds familiar. I have no idea who this other mofo is, but yeah. So really awesome for the people that were there.
Really awesome for the people
Super
that were
awesome
there.
For Taylor Swift too.
Yeah.
To be able to perform a small venue again. What the hell? That would feel amazing.
Also, not just that, the fact that she, I don't know if you saw this, she literally wrote down the chords for the band, from memory.
That's incredible. She's literally.
And I also saw a video of her, literally doing the same dance moves that she does on tour. And people were like, muscle memory is real. I'm like, yeah, she did that shit every weekend for 3 years.
Yeah. There's no way she would forget that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so cute. And they were also spotted, I think, yesterday in New York.
Yeah,
again,
they were.
As per always. Looking cuties.
Her face card never declines.
No,
let me tell you something.
For real. Her outfits, yes, they do sometimes decline.
But
I love her for it.
Not lately, honestly. Not lately.
Yeah.
She has been serving looks. And I do have to say, I personally think it's because of she's not hanging out with another certain blonde.
Who?
Blake.
Oh,
I think that this might be a hot take. I think that anytime Taylor Swift looks bad,
it's because of
she gets her bad.
Don't let Twitter hear this, Ariana.
Okay, but listen to me. Listen to me.
Wrong idea.
Okay, listen to me. Ever since the Blake and what's his face stuff came out, once Taylor Swift's name was mentioned, You're not telling me that suddenly her style got exponentially better? Think about
it. I don't know. I haven't seen like a total difference in it, but I'll look harder now.
I think you should, because even the pictures of her like today, I'm like, that's not enough that she would have worn a year ago. And if you say she would, I don't believe you. She would have paired it with something stupid like black boots.
Ankle boots, by the way. Also, she has to get rid of the bangs. I know I say it all the time, but it's...
I still love the bangs. I know that's an unpopular opinion.
I just feel like sometimes they like look too thick and like, I don't know. I think I just want to change, but you know.
I mean, it's her iconic look.
It is. But I would just love to see her like without.
Yeah.
Especially when she does.
It's like Cynthia Erivo growing out her hair. Like, that's not going to happen.
So true. So true.
Okay. So next story is Anna Wintour steps down as editor-in-chief of Vogue after 37 years. So Anna Wintour is going to stay on to Condé Nast Global Chief Content Officer and the Global Editorial Director of Vogue, but she's just no longer going to be the editor-in-chief. And then American Vogue will seek to replace the role with somebody else.
Oh, exciting.
This is very shocking. She just suddenly announced it last Monday in a meeting. Apparently everyone was like, nobody thought that she was going to retire anytime soon. This is honestly like the end of an era. I mean, mm-hmm. say what you want about Anna Wintour, but she's shaped mm-hmm. Vogue magazine. And like, I do think that she has pretty good taste, maybe not in what she wears, sometimes, but like,
I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe not personally, but like, at least she knows how to like,
yeah.
She knows how to get you from A to B.
For sure.
I'll
be really interested to see who will be the next.
Yeah, one. Especially because 37 years is a really long time.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been at it since the 80s. Mm-hmm. Like,
that's so crazy.
That's crazy.
That is so crazy.
Like, bonkers. But yeah, so there's that. I'm just going to say this. I don't think there's a coincidence in her resigning. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday.
Yeah. Okay. Which leads us to the next story, which is Jeff Bezos got married to Lauren Sanchez on Friday in Venice, Italy. It was the most tackiest shit of all time, but they did get a Vogue wedding shoot,
which
is very interesting.
And let me tell you something. That's what I'm talking about with like, Anna has taste. Like, Anna would never, over her dead body, she would rather resign.
Yeah.
Because obviously at the end of the day, like, money is king.
Yeah.
But that's crazy.
No, so crazy. Like, literally, guys, like, it's the most tacky wedding of all time. And her dress is so ugly.
No, the dress is so ugly.
It's so bad.
I'm so sorry. You know whose dress was also ugly? Kylie's.
I didn't see her. I saw Courtney. She was in pink, but Chloe, sorry.
Yeah, Chloe looks good. I hated Kim's.
Kim was like so boring, basic. Like, do something else.
Also, black, can I just say, like, dress. Can I also just say, like, I am so sorry. So sorry, Kim. Put some clothes on. I understand that, like, you feel hot. It's somebody's wedding. Like, at least, like, don't be in, like, a corset and, like, a literal bra. Literally. Hold on. I have to find a picture of Kylie's dress.
Okay. Well, while you're looking, guests included Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King. Hold on, picture. Ugh, I feel like she's done that before. Is that not like a dress she's worn already? Why does it look so familiar?
Because it's a bra and a corset. Yeah, like, boring. That's what they always wear. At least Kendall's dress. It was simple. It was a little black dress. Mm-hmm. It was unoriginal at best, but it was beautiful. It was stunning. It was, guess what? Exactly what it needed to give. I'm pulling it up also. This is the top. And then the bottom is black.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's actually pretty cute.
Yeah, it's like simple. Yeah. Like, you can do no wrong with a dress like this. Like,
yeah, 1,000%. Okay, so yeah. So guests included Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Orlando Bloom, Tom Brady. Oh, Orlando Bloom and not Katy Perry, even though Katy Perry is like besties with Lauren Sanchez now. Do we know why she didn't attend? I don't know.
Well, maybe because she just broke up with her.
Yeah, but why would Orlando go? Like, he's not friends with, like, she's the one that's friends with her.
Yeah, but maybe she was distraught. Maybe she got broken up with.
So true.
We don't know. He's the one posting every day is a new beginning. Like she didn't say that. She's on tour. Well, she's also on tour.
She
was in Australia last week. So like,
yeah,
I'm sure that it's she can't just be like, I'm just gonna pop to Venice.
Yeah, so true. Okay, so yeah, Tom Brady, the Kardashians and Jenners, Carly Kloss, Leonardo DiCaprio and Usher. So. Good for them, but not really. Like, I don't know. Good also job going to the tackiest, dumbest wedding of all time.
I can't. Also, like, Leonardo DiCaprio is crazy because, like, he calls himself this, like, climate warrior, whatever. Like, the city of Venice had multiple protests because of the, like, environmental havoc that this wedding was going to wreak. Like, I can't.
Yeah. Hypocrite. If you wanted details on her ugly dress, she wore a long sleeve lace mermaid line gown by Dolce & Gabbana. So that's for you. And then also they had a pre-wedding party that was a foam party, and their post-wedding party was a pajama party.
That's crazy.
So stupid. The foam party is so dumb.
Wait, what? You just said something and I was gonna say something before foam party.
Dolce & Gabbana?
Oh no. I saw a TikTok today that was like Kim at the wedding. I got married in Italy. They got married in Italy. Andrea Bocelli sang at my wedding. Who sang at their wedding?
Like Andrea Bocelli's
no,
son.
Literally? Crazy. Crazy.
But yeah, that's all on that. Definitely go see pictures and see how dumb it is. Yes. Okay, our next story is Sabrina Carpenter being spotted at an Olivia Rodrigo show.
Let me just tell you something. 2020 me?
Freaking out. Saw
those pictures and disappeared because she couldn't understand what was happening.
This is honestly, it bodes very well for the future of them. Like, I don't know. I just like, I want the girlies to get along. So, so Sabrina Carpenter spent last Friday night at Olivia Rodrigo's British Summertime performance in Hyde Park. She wasn't just at the concert. She traveled all the way from Paris to catch the set, which is, I feel like, important to say.
I know.
And
that's also just, can I just say, like, girlhood.
So girlhood. I mean, I'm literally, this makes me so, as soon as I saw the pictures, I was so happy. Like, I just want nothing more than them to, like, I don't know, seemingly be friends, I guess. It's just been so awkward for so long. And, like, they both have songs about each other, which is so funny.
But guess what?
People have gone through
guess
worse.
Guess what? You didn't mean in that what you said in that song that you wrote about me.
Literally.
So that now applies to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed.
So
agreed.
True.
Okay, welcome to Tipsy Teasers. Am I first?
Sorry, yes, you okay, are.
Sorry. All right, well, our first tipsy teaser is just like a little bit of an almost announcement, but not really. Kim Kardashian is being eyed to play the villain in Amazon's Bratz movie.
Ooh, see, what I saw, it just said Kim Kardashian starring in Bratz movie. I was like, what?
No, she's just being eyed for it, but could be interesting, but she's also a terrible actress, so honestly, I wish they would try for better. But they're besties now, so.
Unless they're going for a very Santa Claus 2, this is an actual doll come to life that.
Oh, so she would be a Bratz doll?
That like, came to life and is evil. Like, that is the only way I can see her genuinely working in that role.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. But, like, if it's a serious villain, like, no.
She has too much Botox in her face for that.
Literally.
And I say that with peace and love as someone who has Botox in her face.
Amazon won a bidding war for the rights to the live action film about the popular children's toy in hopes at getting the next Barbie. There's no other really details, but just fine.
Can I also just say, do you not remember a Bratz movie from like 2008?
Yeah, with and, the girl from Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, and guess what? That movie was so good. It was like so bad. Oh, and Chelsea, what's her face? Was on Jonas, Chelsea.
Oh, yeah. And it was on
Chelsea,
Baby Daddy.
Yeah, Baby Daddy. What's her name? Chelsea Kane. Oh, okay. She was in that movie. She was the villain.
Cool.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, it has to succeed that further than that movie then.
It has to. Okay, so the next tipsy teaser is the cast of Perfect Match has been revealed. We are going to go first the men, then the women. Okay. First is Carrington. He was on Love Island US season mm-hmm. 2 and Love mm-hmm. Island Games season 1. My thoughts are he's not there for a long time. He's there for a good time. For he's sure, not genuinely sure. there to make a connection. That being said, Carrington is amazing reality TV.
Yeah, and he's hot, so.
Yeah, so true. Next is Cody from Temptation Island, season 1. I don't think I know this person unless he was on this season of Temptation Island.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, wait, is this the guy that that girl left with?
No.
No. Okay, so we don't remember him. It's fine. Next guy is Clayton from The Bachelorette, season 18, and his own Bachelor season. Can I just say, how the mighty have fallen. No, but I also, like,
see some dance moves.
Also, wait, dance moves?
He's the one that does, he's the one that does.
Oh, yeah, he does. He does. That being said, I am kind of, it is kind of refreshing to see, like, very much in the way that, like, Rachel has went back on Bachelor Paradise. She's like, I'm not above trying again just because I was the lead and it didn't work.
Yeah. Yeah. Which brings us to Rachel's also.
Yes, but we're doing men and then the women.
Oh, sorry.
Next is Daniel from Dated and Related. First off, ew.
That was a show?
That was a show. Next is Freddie from Love is Blind UK.
Oh, he was cutie.
I remember. I don't think I liked the girl he, like, got engaged to. Next is Jalen from Too Hot to Handle season 6, which I did not see. Next is JR from The Ultimatum season 3. I don't think I remember him. Next is Lewis from Hot to Handle season 5 and 6 and Battle Camp season 1. I wonder how he was on two seasons of Hot to Handle. Did they trick him twice?
Wow.
Because if they did, that's crazy. Now I need to go back and learn his story. I don't know. How was he on two seasons? It doesn't matter. Then Ollie from Love is Blind UK season 1. And we know that Ollie and
AD
get married and are now having a baby. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're engaged. They're engaged and they're now having a baby. So that's lovely to know that at least that worked out.
We'll be able to see if it works out.
Then is Ray from Love Island season 1 and Love Island Games season 1. I'm actually really excited about him. I remember him from Love Island Games. We liked him. He was like flirting with somebody and we were like, I can't remember, but we liked him. We liked him. Scott from Love Island UK season 10, Love Island US season 5 and Love Island Games season 1. Let me just tell you something. I'm so excited to see this man back on my screen. He's amazing television. What?
No, it's just yawning.
Oh, I just don't know if you agreed.
Oh, yeah. No, I agree. I agree on Scott.
Okay. So next is the women. Alex from Temptation Island season 1. I don't remember her.
No.
AD from Love is Blind season 6. Hot as ever.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Hannah from The Mole season 2. I've never seen The Mole, but she's pretty. Next is Juliet from Siesta Key.
I watched Siesta Key
Key. I never watched it, but mm-hmm. I did hear that she was maybe a rumored summer house person, but then I think she denied it maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Next is Justine from Love Island season 2, Love Island Game season 1, The Challenge season 1, The Challenge World Championship season 1.
She's a Love Island winner twice. She's the only one to have won a Love Island.
So true. And she's like so beautiful and amazing. Lucy from Too Hot to Handle season 6. Again, didn't see that. Madison from Love is Blind season 8. I feel like I remember this girl.
Yeah.
So that'll be good. Then Olivia from Temptation Island season 1, I haven't seen. QT from The Circle season 6 and Battle Camp season 5. What is Battle Camp?
I literally have no idea.
And then Rachel from The Bachelorette season 26, The Bachelor season 26, The Bachelorette season 19, and Bachelor in Paradise season 9. She was the one that had a joint season with Gabby, mm-hmm. known lesbian now, mm-hmm. and she's literally so stunning and gorgeous. Mm-hmm. So I'm very happy for her. Next is Sandy from The Ultimatum, season 3.
I do remember Sandy.
And that's it.
I think that'll be a fun cast.
Me too.
I've never watched Perfect Match, but I could maybe watch it.
Yeah, week. I think this is the first cast that makes me like actually genuinely interested. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. Next, Penn Badgley and Megan Fahey went viral earlier this week. Well, viral, but we saw it and we were like, what is this? Essentially, they were commenting on each other's Instagram posts. First, Penn Badgley basically says in a video, a hot city. So, okay, I don't normally do this, but my wife and I just finished Sirens. Okay, Sirens. Want to give her flowers. Obviously, there's Julianne, there's Kevin, there's Millie. But there's this Megan Fahey, this newcomer that's like refreshingly gawky beauty, Love it. Love you. Then the two of them went back and forth on Instagram. Megan said, Penn, this is so kind. Thank you. Tell Domino I said hi and that her taste is flawless. Penn reposted and said, our taste. Dom says hi. Megan says, oops, haha, gawky though. Penn then responded and said, I meant it as a compliment. Long arms are so gorgeous, but historically less featured. Megan quickly replied and says, show all the body stuff. Penn responded, whoa, I've obviously been very supported and completely complimentary. Penn said, whoa, I've obviously been very supportive and complimentary, but this feels like a trap. Megan then responds and says, there you go again with the trapping thing. Heard you did that a lot on your show. I never watched it. then it turns out that they will be start. Then they come out and announce that they're going to be starring in a rom-com together based on the book called You Deserve Each Other, based on a novel of the same name. So that's really exciting. It states the, would you like to read the, to know the synopsis?
Yeah.
Described as a lovers to enemies to lovers rom-com, first off, sold. You Deserve Each Other follows Naomi and Nick, a couple who are about to get married and live happily ever after, except for one thing, they've fallen completely out of love. With the wedding rapidly approaching and its pressure mounting, they both resolve to secretly push each other into calling off the wedding using all means at their disposal, pranks, sabotage, and an all-out emotional warfare.
and then it
literally says, don't worry, they fall back in love along the way. I'm sad. So that's exciting.
Yeah.
Next tipsy teaser is we got two of the Mormon wives.
Yay.
Are now going to be on Dancing with the Stars. Jasmine, I would as the expert XMO.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts?
I think they're great picks. It's Whitney and
Jen Affleck
that got it. I think it's great picks. I mean, Whitney's going to do amazing. She's such a good dancer.
Well, people on TikTok had already been speculating because they were like, those leg muscles, those are Dancing with the Stars leg muscles.
Yeah.
Isn't
Jen still pregnant?
I think that she like, no, because Jen was pregnant. They filmed. Wait, hold on.
Because, like, how's she going to do that?
Like,
meaning, like, if she goes into labor during the show and stuff.
Yeah, she's pregnant with her third child.
Third. But does it say how far along she is?
I don't know.
Because when they're
Well, she just went into labor last week. Dancing with the Stars doesn't usually start until like September.
Yeah.
That is a very short time.
Yeah, I was like,
period.
Wait, aren't they usually like training already for it?
I mean,
by now.
But, so we'll see. I don't know. We'll see how long she makes it, but
I'm sure she's a woman who bounces back. But who knows? But I'm really excited for Whitney. Like, that's gonna be so amazing.
I think she's gonna be great.
She's gonna be amazing.
Yeah. And then last, I added this last minute. We got an official premiere date for the People We Meet on Vacation movie, which is based on Emily Henry, starring Tom Blythe and some girl whose name I can't remember. I just wanted to say January 9th, 2026.
It's weird that it is that date, but it's weird that it's such a summer.
I wouldn't say
summer book. And why is it being?
I wouldn't say that it's
January.
I wouldn't say that it's like super, super a summer book. I do think that, like, the main character's name is January.
Oh, lol, that would be...
unless I'm
I literally
thinking
have
of,
it here. I can tell you.
Unless I'm thinking of...
No, I don't. It's in my beach bag.
Unless I'm thinking of a different... a different Emily Henry book. No, I'm thinking of a different Emily Henry book because the girl's named Poppy.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure that it's just, like, probably, like, just part of, like, the Netflix slate where they just, like, want to keep rom-coms coming. Yeah. And people are so excited about this. I think people would probably, I think Netflix maybe is just, like, would probably just prefer to launch this during like, this kind of period. I also wouldn't be surprised if people canceled their Netflixes right after the holidays, and this is going to stop people from doing that.
That's so fair, yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
So exciting, though. I am in the middle of this book, and I've been in the middle of this book for, like, a year now, so.
Yeah, I mean,
I should finish it before the movie comes out.
Candidly, the Goodreads, it's the worst of the Emily Henry ranked Goodreads. I read that one first because I'm working my way from the bottom to the top. Next, it's time for the screen time recap. Have you only watched Love Island?
The only other show besides the Love Islands that I've watched, it's not a show. I watched This Means War on the plane.
Oh, such a good movie.
I just want to say, every single lead in that movie has blue eyes. And that's too many leads having blue eyes.
That is
it
true.
It was spooky. I was like,
I remember. I've thought about that in that movie because all of them, it's
they
not just
bright
like,
blue eyes, yes. Tom Hardy, Reese Witherspoon, Chris Pine.
Yeah, they're all.
It's a too much.
No, it's like, it's not even like all just blue eyes. They're all like very light blue eyes. Yeah. So it's like, I have not
it
seen an
haunting.
Iris.
It was literally haunting.
I have not seen an iris in days.
It was haunting. But great movie.
I've had that thought before, which is crazy.
And then, so should we talk about Love Island UK or Love Island?
Okay, so Love Island UK, I am not fully caught up in.
I think I have like 3 episodes.
I'm on episode like 12 or 13. I had other things that I candidly focused on because they're just like better plane watches.
Yeah.
I do have thoughts, but obviously I'm not caught up.
Yeah. I think my main takeaway is like Mean Girl Island.
Yes.
And I there's like a group of the girls, Helena and Meg and Megan.
Yes, the Megs. It's Helena and the Megs.
They're so mean.
And they're also just like mean for mean's sake.
Mean for mean's sake.
And
it's
like
crazy.
And the way that they're like, I don't think you understand, like this hurt my feelings. And I'm like, I don't think you understand that you're being a bitch.
No, literally.
Like,
and they're so mean to Shakira and so mean to Tony. So like just ugh. Like it's so my favorite girls are Yasmin, who's like this, like, do you understand what I'm saying about her? Like she literally
she like
kind
also,
of like a robot a little bit, but she's like
she also
super hot and like just it's what were we gonna say?
Oh, I just was gonna say she does not give an absolute shit about anyone. She's like, I'm literally here to find someone that I wanna be with. Why would I care about your feelings? Like that, this is the thing. Mm-hmm. At least she's honest.
No, seriously. She's literally like such an amazing character. I think she'll like, she'll go like
far.
Go on the list of icons, in my opinion.
I also think I need her in Casa Amor.
Oh,
I need her in Casa Amor.
Yeah, hell yeah. So Yasmin, Shakira, Tony. Tony is the American, which
correct.
Is, I think she's the first
American.
She is
the first American ever.
Yeah,
to be on.
She's really cool. I find her to be like such a cool girl.
Well, I think that she's so cool because like, she is very nonchalant. At least, like, I have seen the video of her, like, crying in bed, which is sad.
Yeah, so
but I think she's just, like, very nonchalant. And she's kind of very much like, I am how I am, take it or leave it. And
I think the Brits aren't used to that kind of energy, though.
I also think that they're a little intimidated by
it. Yeah. Oh, 1,000%. I really hope a guy, like, for her comes in. Maybe she'll find it in Casa or something, but...
Well, that makes
like,
me sad because I had hope for her and that guy.
Oh, they're still together where I'm watching.
Oh, okay. I did
too. Yeah. I just don't feel like he's like, I feel like she could find a little bit better.
Well, to be fair, the episode that I just watched, I think she was just saved. And on the date, they were like, it was one of those things where it was like, they had a lot of things in common.
I haven't watched the date episode, I think.
Yeah, that was like right when he first came in.
Oh, did that?
That
yeah,
the
yeah,
bombshell.
Yeah. I didn't know. Okay. But, okay, and then I also love Alima. She's stunningly beautiful, and she's, like,
she has her boundaries and she sets them. She's like such a strong woman, I feel like.
And she also like doesn't put up with anybody's shit. And she will defend everyone. Like the way that she was, who was she defending? There was that other girl that got sent home. That wasn't, it was right when that bombshell came in where it was like Tony or that other girl.
Oh, and
the Megs were being so mean. And Alima was like, she's crying. Like, like I understand that you have your convictions. Like, we don't have to agree on that. But like, what you can agree on is that like the way that you're handling this situation is not okay. And like, she's a human being and she's crying. Like, it was, and I also think that she defended her and then Tony and Shakira, I feel like, Tony and Shakira felt like they could also speak up then, and I like their friendship because they seem like...
I like their friendship a lot.
They just seem like girls who are, like real girls.
Well, and the other girls are always just, like, boring, you're loser, like, you're boring, and, like, it's like, how are you not seeing that, like, you're going to be portrayed as...
A bitch.
A bitch. And there's a... Helena's 30 years old, by the way, and she's acting
That's
like that.
That's crazy. I do think that they probably just, like, think their shit doesn't stink.
1,000%. But yeah, so that's pretty much my opinions on UK. I think everybody should go watch it. It's on Hulu, comes out like 3 days after.
Yeah, it's
comes
like
out on ITV.
Not quite live, but
it's pretty close.
Yeah, it's pretty close. And honestly,
it
like
it used to be like 7 days.
Yeah.
So.
I think at one point it was like
2 weeks or something.
Yeah, it was
like
2 weeks at one point.
Which is crazy.
Yeah, because I was watching it on like a VPN
when
it was 2 weeks because I was like, I can't do this. 3 days, I can wait 3 days.
Yeah, 3 days is nothing. But yeah, other than that, I watched Love Island USA,
which we can also talk about.
Yes,
so we have seen everything up until Monday night's episode. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night's episode is already up, but because it is currently Tuesday night, we are recording and are choosing to finish recording before watching Love Island because it is 8:57 and the episode was probably uploaded 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
So I have many a thought. Would you like to go first?
No, you can go. You can go first.
I think we've got to get Ace and Taylor off of this island.
Off
of this island. Because let me tell you something. I don't like Austin. I don't really like JT. But they at least deliver some entertaining one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
Austin is at least hilariously unhinged in a challenge.
Yeah.
Ace and Taylor are just downright...
No, literally.
Okay. Shelly, I loved her at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
She is feeling so calculated to me at this point. And some of the way that, like, that her and like I understand that she's upset at Hoda and that Hoda crossed the line.
Yeah.
And how Hoda expects boundaries to be respected for her but doesn't respect them for other people.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like the extent to which it's at this point like isolating Hoda, which is like also like just not a nice thing. You're all cohabitating. Like, you don't have to be nice. You don't have to be friends. What you do have to be is cordial and, like, look at the other person. And then, one. Two, Olandria really disappointed me on Monday's episode.
Mm-hmm.
This is me saying it before Tuesday's episode. There was a moment where Hoda was talking, and she just, like, got up and left mid-conversation. And it was, like, after saying something, like, really not nice.
Hoda said, "Do you think I'm a terrible person?" She said, "You're not a terrible person."
And then got up and walked away.
Yeah.
Which to me
felt
like...
I think she said a little bit something else.
Yeah, but it just, it felt mean to me. And like, clearly Hoda already was like talking about how bad she felt. And like, I'm not defending Hoda, but Hoda at least tried to apologize and realize what she did was wrong and that it hurt Shelly's feelings pretty immediately without somebody else having to tell them.
Yeah.
Which from Hoda from a week ago is...
Yeah. Yeah.
It kind of left a bad taste in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It's feeling a little clicky at this point in, like, a not nice way.
Mm-hmm.
Especially after the Hannah vote.
Mm-hmm.
It was feeling very clicky, and now, like, it's very... The lines are being shown.
Mm-hmm.
I love Amaya Papaya. I love Amaya Papaya.
I love her so much.
That conversation that she had with Alon about, like, Belgium, I was like... I love her so much. And you know what? Like, I just want to be her friend.
I know. She seems so sweet and just, like, so genuine. Like, she truly is, I think, is the only genuine person, like, fully genuine person on that show right now.
I agree. She probably was just like, this sounds fun.
Yeah.
I also do kind of feel like Andreina, like, I think she she went on the show knowing what the show was, yeah. but I do think that she's like being
find her
more, yeah, she was probably one of the most genuine people that I like today we had to rank. She was at the top of
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I also thought, did Iris as genuine because like she, a lot of the times that she could have like gone along with X, Y, and Z and she hasn't.
Yeah. I do want to say it's so dumb that Shelly is not giving any heat to Ace. He was the one that was like, she's like, I'm not mad at you. I'm not even mad at you at all. I just like, can't believe that she would do that. It's like,
also, can I just
he was the one grabbing her ass and like making him hump him. Like he was the one.
Also not just that, like the way that he is so upset. He's like basically yelling at her. And I'm like, I don't like the way that you're speaking to her. At the end of the day, she's allowed to be upset.
Yeah.
He's then throwing the fact that like, she's exploring other connections. She hasn't explored any other connection except Austin this entire time. You guys aren't closed off. If you're that worried about it, close it off, Ace.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to close it off? Okay, gorge. But he's explored six other people. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't. Yeah. I can't. Also, like, I did also see a tweet that was like, if the current season of Love Island isn't reminiscent of today's dating scene where, like, nobody wants to commit to anything.
Yeah. Well, Ian Sterling was, like, he did say in an interview that, like, this is the first, like, fully Gen Z season.
That's crazy.
Like, just, you can see it in the way that, like, everybody's moving in the villa and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God, I hope it's not, like this in next couple seasons. Oh, I really, God. Like, I think a lot of my annoyance this season is, I'm still loving the season, by the way, but I wish that they were, like, would do a normal recoupling, do a normal Casa Amor, do a normal Casa Amor recoupling. Girls have never sat there and actually chosen, been able to choose
A
boy.
That is very true. I think that the only reason I think that Casa Amor the regular way would not have worked is because nobody was closed off. Unless it had been like, unless Hannah and Pepper were still there where they were like, they were probably the strongest connection at that point. Mm-hmm. Like, I think because no one was really closed off, no video would have made anybody be like,
yeah,
you know what I mean? Versus this way.
But still, I would have rather like them being able to like fully explore and not, I don't know. I'm like, just the recoupling was annoying.
Yeah, I do. Like, I do think they didn't need to do the recoupling, but I'm kind of okay with everything else. Like, I don't necessarily think that Nicola Landria should have had to leave or that they should have had to stay coupled up. I think that like you could have just stayed coupled up at the beginning and then like that's what it is. But yeah, very interested to see what happens today in the mailbox.
I know, I'm a little nervous, honestly.
I'm very excited. Did you see the first book?
Yeah.
I love how Huda smiled and said, I wrote it.
I know I'm a Huda defender, but like...
But this is the thing. She's amazing reality TV. She also definitely has a producer in her ear being like, you need to stop freaking out like you did the first week. Like, you can be messy, but you need to like be messy without making people think you're having a psychotic break.
Yeah. But... I don't know what I was going to say, but I love her. I think that she was just having fun in the challenge. I really don't think it was that deep. If she wanted to be with Ace, she would have been with Ace. She's never shown any interest in him.
This is the thing. I think that they edited out a lot of stuff because they tried to make it look like Huda was getting off of Ace and it looked like she was like they stitched two pieces together, but it looked like she went from like fake dry humping him to like literally like her ass twerking in his face.
Yeah.
And he was like going like this. Like I
feel like I've seen that happen at the heart rate challenge before. I just like
don't yes, think like but that I think it's different here because Huda is so weird about boundaries where it's like that to me is like it's different.
I guess that's true. I guess I just don't see why Shelly can be mad because she was making out with her other dude during the whole challenge.
I think that we are seeing a portion of it. Yeah. Like, I think that what probably happened based on the reason I'm saying this and I'm defending any sort of reaction is because the way that everybody else was suddenly like, that was a lot makes me think that it went on for a significantly longer amount of time that we saw.
Yeah.
Because we don't see a lot of
things. Yes.
That's my thought.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's not confirmed, but.
No, it's not confirmed. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking based on, like, the fact that everybody's reaction was that was, like.
But, like, it might be it, but, like, also, like, them just, like, shunning her for it is, like, super insane when she was not the only participant.
Oh, no, no, no. That's not what I'm not defending that. Yeah. I'm saying I can understand being upset. What I can't, just shutting somebody out and just like pretending like they don't exist is mean. I think it was okay for Shelly to be like, you know what? Like, I actually don't want to have a conversation with you right now. I want to sleep on it. But then
shunning her for like two more days.
No, literally was crazy. Like, she should have just gone to her the next day and been like, you know what? Like, I'm still upset. We don't have to be like, we don't have to be best friends. I think I just need some space. We can be cordial. We can be chill, whatever. Like, be an adult about it. I'm sorry. Yeah. Like, I'm sorry. That's a 22-year-old's reaction.
Yeah.
From Shelly.
Yeah.
That's a 12-year-old's reaction. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. And she's 28.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, same thoughts. I'm just really interested to see what happens tonight.
Yeah.
I hope nobody's, like, too mean. Like, I don't know.
I'm very excited.
I was like, I hope somebody's too mean.
I hope somebody's actually way too mean. But to the people who deserve to hear it.
Yeah. So true.
Like, if somebody's mean to Maya Papaya, I swear I will fly to Fiji.
Seriously.
Okay. So that was Love Island. Yeah. I did watch We Were Liars, but I'm halfway through episode 7, which is the second to last episode, so I'm not going to give my thoughts on it yet because...
I'm going to watch it.
Well, also, a lot of stuff's happening, so I'm like, I have one thought now, and, like, my thoughts could completely change because I basically have an hour left of the show. Mm-hmm. So we'll come back. Then I watched Drag Race All-Stars, and I... wrote down my thoughts. Can I just say, first off, Diabetti is literally delusional. So I told you about how they have to like give out points if they're in the bottom. Mm-hmm. One of the queens during Untucked was like, I'm going to give my points to the queen. If I have a point to give away to the queen that I think has been the most consistent. And Diabetti was like, I think you should give it to me. This is why I think you should give it to me. And the girl was like, okay, well, I'm giving it to this other girl. And Daya, the entire episode, which it was, like, multiple days at that point, is, like, I just, like, I think you should have given it to me. Like, I don't know. God. And I'm, like, girl.
Give it up.
No, and she was, like, I think she, like, misunderstood what I was saying. And she was, like, no, if you're going off consistency, then I was in the top the first time. I was, like, I should have been in the top the second time. And the girl literally looked at her and said, I think that she did better than you both times. Like...
Yeah.
Like, because she is so delusional that she cannot see. Yeah. Yeah. Like, do you know when you see somebody be like, you realize you're psychotic because you think nobody can have an opinion that's different than yours? It's crazy. Then Diabetti's runway was not great. It was last week, it was Week of 1,000 Miley's, It was Night of 1,000 Miley's, which is iconic because they always, that's like a very iconic theme in Drag Race. But so they've done Night of 1,000 Madonna's, Night of 1,000 Gaga's, Night of 1,000 Cher's. The fact that they did Night of 1,000 Miley's,
slay. That's iconic, yeah.
This week, it was like paper mache themed. Diabetti's look wasn't great. Cynthia Lee Fontaine, she was the girl that this other girl gave the point to. So her outfit was so bad, and I feel so bad for saying this, because it was an ode to, like, her surviving liver cancer, but that being said, it was also made of paper lanterns from the dollar store that were literally, like, glued to, like, a corset. Like, everybody's other dresses were, like, are very intricate, and, like, I'll have to show you some of them, and then you'll see Cynthia's dress, and you're like, So it's also just like a level of execution that you need to bring to All Stars that she just didn't. Because this was the last round of like the third bracket. Cynthia Lee Fontaine made it to the end because of the points being given out. But I think that she's very, very talented and very, very good. I don't think that her aesthetic is up to an All Stars level. And I'll say that for her face, 10 toes down. Just compared to what everyone else is giving, I personally think Denali should have made it to the end. Over Cynthia Lee Fontaine. I think that she's more well-rounded. She has a better aesthetic. Not just better aesthetic, just like more, it looks like professional and cleaned up. Like it just is a different caliber.
Mm.
And I don't think that she's necessarily at an All-Stars level. I'm so sorry, Cynthia. I love you and I love Bir. Okay. That was
all that you watched?
Yeah, that was all that I watched this week. Now time for the song on repeat. Miss Jasmine, you go first.
Mine is Manchild by Sabrina Carpenter.
Slay.
We play that a lot when on my vacation.
I mean, as you should. Mine is Intro, End of the World, Extended from Eternal Sunshine. Mm-hmm. The extended version, there's something about that like end piece that I had stuck in my head for a very long time this week. So
nice.
That is the song on repeat.
Nice. All right. And then our last segment is 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. Do you have your person?
I do have my person. My person is Orlando Bloom.
God damn it, that was my person.
But I have a backup person.
No, I also have a backup. My person is Penn Badgley.
Okay, that was my backup person. Amazing. Okay. So.
Okay.
It's been a couple minutes, but I have pieces that I think we can get there.
Okay.
So I you can connect Orlando Bloom
mm-hmm.
to Keira Knightley
mm-hmm.
in Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Then Keira Knightley to Liam Neeson. No, to Emma Thompson in that holiday movie.
Mm-hmm.
And then Emma Thompson into the Harry Potter universe. Which okay. then the Harry Potter universe, I think you can link back to Penn yeah. Badgley, but I don't know how.
Yeah.
I'm thinking like somebody who like guest starred in Gossip Girl or like you.
Yeah.
Or we could go Orlando Bloom to Ned Stark in Lord of the Rings.
Mm-hmm.
And that could maybe open up
Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, Lord of the Rings.
I think we need to start at Penn Badgley because I feel like he's the hardest one for us to.
Yeah.
And so I think we think about what Penn Badgley's been in, like Gossip Girl or
Easy A.
Or Easy A.
Or You.
Or You.
Gossip. He was also in John Tucker Must Die.
Yes. Yes.
Okay, wait.
Okay. Brittany Snow.
That's what I'm thinking.
This is a weird one, but I know that Orlando Bloom did a project with Cara Delevingne. They did like that weird space show.
Oh yes.
Can we connect Cara Delevingne to Penn Badgley? I feel like
yes. Cara Delevingne, we can link to Penn Badgley via Only Murders in the Building.
Oh hell yeah.
To Selena Gomez. Monte Carlo,
mm-hmm.
What's her face? Leighton Meester, mm-hmm. Penn Badgley.
There we go.
Okay, so how was that? Okay, so
did we connect Penn Badgley? No. Orlando Bloom to Cara Delevingne.
Orlando Bloom to Cara Delevingne in that weird space movie. Cara Delevingne to Selena Gomez, Only Murders in the Building, to Leighton Meester in Monte Carlo, to Penn Badgley in Gossip Girl. We did it.
Yay.
We did it. And if you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.